Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and today I have the opportunity to speak with Linda Blosey, who is the Director of Training and Public Affairs at the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great. Thanks, David. How about yourself?
Fine. It's really great to get a chance to talk to you. Actually, Connecticut is a special place in my heart because I started my work in the domestic violence field in Connecticut, so it's really great to now come full circle and get a chance to talk to you about the work that you're doing in Connecticut to advance primary prevention of domestic violence. Now, for the last 3 years, the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence has had an opportunity to be part of the Delta PrEP program, which is funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the CDC Foundation, a chance to really work with 19 different domestic violence coalitions around building their capacity for primary prevention of domestic violence. Now that you're coming to the conclusion of these 3 years, I bet you've learned a lot and have thought about this issue quite a bit.
We've really had a great chance to work with our member programs. We've had a great opportunity to engage youth. We've worked on prevention at a legislative level. So I think we are moving in a full circle around trying to touch all bases and make people aware about prevention.
Let's talk about two of the areas that you've worked
on.
The first one I want to talk about is your mobile phone app. And I've got my mobile phone in my hand here, and yours is on my phone, too. You have the TD411. Can you describe what TD411 is?
We wanted to do really impart information to teens about developing healthy relationships. And when you think about just kind of getting the word out and different types of activities that you can engage yourself in, we thought we really want to go to where kids are at. And they are glued to their cell phones. And so we thought, well, maybe the best way for us to do it is to do it through social media. So we designed an app that gives out information about healthy relationships. It shows some videos talking about teen dating violence and how to prevent that from happening. It really speaks to teens on a variety of levels. There's a relationship quiz just to find out how your relationship is and how you can get involved in preventing teen dating violence, too.
It's so important to be able to use our new media. That's a lot better than coming up with a brochure that you then start handing out.
I look at teens and I'm like, maybe they watch TV a little bit, so what would be the effectiveness of running an ad? But they do. They're on their cell phones. They're on their computers. They even watch TV on their computers nowadays. So it was like, what social media can we link into that we know will attract kids?
Well, one thing that I like about the way that you proceeded doing this is this wasn't just about adults coming up with something for youth, but you really involved youth in how you were going to develop it. Can you describe that?
We really felt it was important because I can develop an idea and I can come up with information and stuff, but that doesn't mean I'm going to meet the needs of teenagers. So what we really decided to do when we developed it is really to engage youth right from the start. This was a great partnership between the Coalition, the Office of the Child Advocate, Center for Youth Leadership, and the Institute for Community Research. And what we did was we developed some focus group questions. And we went out and we ran over, I think, approximately 20 focus groups with teens. And we asked them a wide variety of questions, everywhere from, do they own cell phones? How do they use the cell phones? What do they use them for? To, if we were to develop something, teen dating and healthy relationships, what type of information do they think would be important? Have they ever experienced dating violence? Do they know anyone who has? Where would they go for help? And then if we developed an app for it, what do they think it should look like? So these teens actually gave us all of the information that we would need to start to develop the product, as well as the look, going right down to the look of the icon. So that icon that you see, if you download TD411, that icon was actually developed by students.
You're talking about teen dating violence prevention, yet you didn't call it teen dating violence 411.
No,
you called
we didn't.
Teen dating 411.
Yeah.
Why?
We really decided that we didn't want to be exclusive to teen dating violence because here's an opportunity not just to give out a little bit of information if you're experiencing violence, but how about we talk to you before you do that? How about we talk about developing healthy relationships? How about if we look at the music that's out there now and what supports healthy relationships? What are some songs that support healthy relationships? So we just didn't want to really place the total emphasis on the violence portion of it. We really wanted to start before kids were experiencing violence and help them to develop those healthy relationships.
Great. I'm now talking with Linda Blosey, who is the Director of Training and Public Affairs with the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and she, for the last, the Connecticut Coalition has been part of the Delta PrEP initiative for the last 3 years, working to advance primary prevention, and we're just talking about a few of the projects. Another element of the work that you've been doing has been doing some of your legislative work. Can you describe some of the legislative work you've done to advance primary prevention of domestic violence in Connecticut?
Yeah, sure. We're really fortunate because what happens in Connecticut is that we have a legislative domestic violence task force also that we work very, very closely with. But we had a couple of components that we were really looking at around the issue of primary prevention. We wanted to get out the word to the general population, you know, maybe some key components of violence prevention, how you can prevent it, how you can help a friend, those types of things. So in 2010, the legislature passed a piece of legislation that said, in conjunction with the Department of Public Health in Connecticut, we would be working on developing a prevention message, a family violence prevention message. So we just changed commissioners here in Connecticut. We have a new commissioner of public health, and she's fabulous, and she really wants to work with us on violence prevention. We've started to talk to her about, we do have this mandate to develop this PSA. We'd be happy to work with you on the PSA and give you messages and everything to develop the PSA. So I'm hoping, because the way in which the piece of legislation speaks is that it has to be wrapped up by June 30th of 2012. So I'm hoping that we're going to be working closely. I know we're going to be working closely with them to develop that message. We've also done a couple of other pieces, too. We've been looking at how to educate teachers around dating, violence, and prevention, in addition to that piece of legislation that they passed around developing the public service announcement. There was also another component that said that in this state, when they were providing in-service trainings for teachers and paraprofessionals and social workers in that, that dating and domestic violence prevention had to be included in the list of training topics. Once that passed, our member agencies really were getting a lot of calls for them to go out and work with teachers and provide some in-service training on that. So we're really putting together a prevention component in that training, which will then lead us to getting into the schools and talking with kids and engaging them in some strategies to prevent dating violence.
You're looking at this from a perspective that's very valuable because you're looking at not just how do we create, for example, PSAs, but how do we create demand and the buy-in for that, and how do we find ways to systematically be able to provide teachers so they're going to be appropriately equipped to address domestic violence prevention.
Right, and I think what's happened with us is the reason that it's really been successful is because many of our member agencies already have developed partnerships with schools, and so they've been going into schools to teach more about dating violence itself. And so through CCADV, we're now training them to take a little shift in focus and really talk more about prevention and engage students in prevention activities. Because I think once you engage them in those activities, it will probably be more significant than if I'm just talking at you. I'm more engaged if I'm involved in something than I'm just listening to somebody talk at me.
I think that's an important lesson for us in prevention and being able to find ways to do that. And the prevention focus is so important because we often spend a lot of time describing the problem, but what we have to do is articulate what the solutions are.
One of the things that happened just recently, and I started to kind of see the fruits of our prevention efforts, is that we held an event called the First 100, and it was one of our men's engagement strategies. And we honored 100 men who have dedicated their time to working against domestic violence and dating violence. And one of those was a Speaker of the House. When he did his presentation, unsolicited, he said, "Now we have to talk about prevention, because prevention is the key to eliminating domestic violence and reducing and eliminating domestic violence. If we don't focus on prevention, we're never going to stop this from occurring." And I thought to myself, wow, we're starting to get that out within other communities, outside of just people who do domestic violence work.
Thank you very much, Linda. I really appreciate you getting a chance to share with us and learn about the work that you're doing in Connecticut. And I'm really excited to listen more and see the future developments as primary prevention advances in your state. So we've been talking with Linda Blosey, who's the Director of Training and Public Affairs at the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And thank you for taking some time to speak with us.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.